Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance made stops in Wisconsin yesterday. Civic Media's Stuart Waddles caught up with him in Racine last night.
For the second time in a week, the person seeking to be second in command spoke to supporters at Racine's Memorial Hall. There were similarities with Senator J.D. Vance Monday night doing the same as Governor Tim Walz, encouraging people to vote early. The differences were in the closing messages of the election. Vance reiterated a Trump plan to make housing affordable, to eliminate taxes on Social Security, and to deport those in the country illegally.
Donald Trump and I want to be president of the whole United States of America. Even if you voted the wrong way, or will vote the wrong way in 8 days, we're still going to fight for you, and we're still going to fight for your interests.
Walz spent part of his Monday in Waukesha getting to know Mayor Sean Riley, a former Republican that's endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. With the Trump campaign in Racine, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Senator Tammy Baldwin's statewide bus tour stopped in Wausau yesterday. Brittany Merlo reports.
We're exactly 1 week away from Election Day, and with early voting already underway, Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Wausau yesterday on a statewide bus tour.
I had a pre-existing health condition as a child and didn't have insurance for my entire youth. And I grew up believing that was wrong. And so to get the opportunity in public service to tell those powerful health insurance companies you can no longer discriminate based on a pre-existing condition or even an existing condition, like somebody struggling with cancer or with diabetes or with asthma. We get that done. We can do big things, but not if Eric Hovde becomes the next U.S. Senator.
Baldwin noted different priorities between her and her Republican opponent.
On taxes, Eric Hovde favors a $4 trillion tax giveaway to wealthy people like himself and big corporations. Meanwhile, I am fighting to bring down taxes for working people with the child tax credit, earned income tax credit, and the ability to put up a down payment for a first home.
The Wausau stop was the 10th over the past 3 days during a 5-day bus tour for the Baldwin campaign.
Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden and a pair of his colleagues are requesting information on the Pierre Prairie poultry bankruptcy that left farmers without feeder processing options. According to a press release, the group penned a letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack seeking more information and criticizing the agency over what they say is a lack of oversight. In a statement, Congressman Van Orden said the USDA will answer for the loans and grants given to the company, and the company will answer for where that money went. A new federal rule that went into effect on Monday will protect passengers if their flights are canceled or significantly delayed. Previously, some airlines would give vouchers out to their passengers in the event of a canceled or heavily delayed flight, providing some manner of relief for the passengers, but limiting their options for booking new travel. Now, airlines will be required to provide a cash refund for passengers whose travel plans are heavily affected. The rule change comes just in time for the holiday season, the busiest travel time of the year. Free box loads of merchandise from Amazon or other companies right on your doorstep. What could be bad about getting the Santa treatment all year long? Plenty. Better Business Bureau warns consumers that this recent scam has a scary downside. You are not the one who hit the jackpot. A scammer is the real winner. The scam is called brushing, and it has recently been popping up nationwide. Suddenly, boxes of unordered merchandise from Amazon or other online sellers begin arriving. There is no return address, or sometimes it just appears to come from Amazon or another retailer, and the receiver has yet to learn who ordered the items. The items are varied. For example, in one case, a humidifier, a hand warmer, a flashlight, a Bluetooth speaker, and a computer vacuum cleaner arrived unordered. Often the items received are lightweight and inexpensive to ship, such as ping pong balls, face masks, or seeds from China. Why would such merchandise be sent to you if you didn't request it? The companies, usually foreign, third-party sellers that are sending the items, are simply using your address that they discovered online. They intend to make it appear that you wrote a glowing online review of their merchandise and that you are a verified buyer of that merchandise. They then post a fake positive review to improve their product's ratings, which means more sales. The payoff is highly profitable from their perspective. Why it's bad news for you? The fact that someone could have the items sent to you as if you purchased them indicates that they have some of your personal information, such as your name, address, and possibly phone number. Once the information is online, it could be used for numerous crooked enterprises. The fake online review angle is only one way they benefit. By using the brushing scam, they also are increasing their sales numbers. After all, they aren't purchasing the item since the payment goes right back to them. Increased sales numbers, even though padded with fake purchases, look good for the company and help lead to more sales. Then there is the porch pirate angle. There are instances where thieves use other people's mailing addresses and accounts, then watch for the delivery of the package so they can steal it from the door before the resident gets it. Brushing and fake reviews are against Amazon's policy, so contact Amazon customer service if this happens to you and the product appears to come from Amazon. They will investigate and take action against the bad actor. Amazon also takes security seriously and encourages customers to report fraudulent purchases or other security issues. If the package appears to come through another established business, go directly to their website to get their contact information. If you prefer to contact the business by phone, be cautious about searching for support phone numbers. If you can identify the sender of unordered packages, consider checking for potential false reviews in your name and ask for the reviews to be removed. Check your account for recent orders. Some targets of brushing scams can be deluged with unordered packages, creating a serious problem. If this happens, consider whether to refuse package delivery at your home address and temporarily direct items that you did order to a package acceptance service. Change your account passwords. This may be a sign that personal information has been compromised, and to improve account security, keep a close eye on credit reports and credit card bills. You are allowed to keep the merchandise that is sent to you. The Federal Trade Commission says you have a legal right to keep unordered merchandise. Tonight, people from all over the world will talk about how they've fought for democracy. It's on the UW-Madison campus, and it's hosted by the McCain Institute. Activists from Hong Kong, Sudan, Ukraine, and Zimbabwe will talk about how human rights and freedoms are under attack at home, and what's on the line when authoritarian leaders are in charge. The discussion tonight is at 6:30 at UW-Madison's Fluno Center. Tomorrow, they'll be on the campus of UW-Milwaukee. This Thursday is Halloween. As trick-or-treaters gear up for spooky Halloween, AAA is offering tips to keep everyone safe. On average, children are more than twice as likely to be hit by a car and killed on Halloween than any other day of the year, according to Safe Kids Worldwide. AAA recommends these tips for drivers. Remain seated and buckled in the vehicle at all times, even when parked on the side of the road. Designate a navigator. If you need to check a map, take pictures, or do anything that will take your attention off the road, pull over or delegate those tasks to a passenger. If you are driving, focus on driving. Even going just a few miles over the speed limit in a residential neighborhood greatly increases the dangers for cyclists and pedestrians sharing the road. Keep an eye out for trick-or-treaters. Younger pedestrians can be very unpredictable. Be on the lookout for children's shoes or costumes under vehicles to make sure they are not crossing the street between parked cars in the neighborhoods, and drive sober. If your festivities do include impairing substances, be sure to arrange a sober ride home in advance. AAA also recommends safety tips for trick-or-treaters. Be visible. Light-colored clothing or costumes provide the best visibility to drivers. If unavailable, try adding reflective material or tape to costumes to increase visibility. Giving your child a glow stick or flashlight to carry also increases their chances of seeing and being seen by drivers. Cross the street responsibly. Cross using traffic signals and crosswalks. Look both ways before crossing the street and keep an eye on the road while you are crossing. Remind your child to not cross the street mid-block or run out between parked cars and neighborhoods. Don't walk distracted or impaired. Avoid checking your phone while walking or supervising children. Stay on sidewalks. If no sidewalks are available, always walk facing traffic and stay as far to the left of the roadway as possible. And remove bulky costumes or winter coats before buckling your child into their car seat. Bulky or oversized clothing can make the car seat harness fit incorrectly, leaving room for movement in the seat, which can be very dangerous in the event of a crash.